This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The National Sports Awards have been announced today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian Hockey Team Captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sportspersons will be given Arjuna Award, including the names of para archer Rakesh Kumar, para athletes Preeti Pal, Jeevanji Deepthi, Ajit Singh and Sachin Khiladi. Veteran athlete Sucha Singh and veteran para swimmer Murlikant Petkar will be honoured with Lifetime Arjuna Awards. Para shooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Muralidharan and football coach Armando Agnello Colaco will be presented with the Dronacharya Award. The awardees will receive their awards from President Draupadi Murmu at a special organised function at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the 17th of this month. India has extended relief assistance of $5 lakh to the earthquake-hit Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. An earthquake of magnitude 7.4 struck near Vanuatu's coast in the South Pacific Ocean on the 17th of last month, causing major destruction and loss of life. India extended its deep condolences to the government and the people of Vanuatu for the damage and destruction caused by this unprecedented disaster and conveyed its readiness to extend all possible support and assistance in this time of difficulty. In Montenegro, a gunman killed at least 10 people, including 2 children, during a shooting spree near the southern city of Sentine yesterday. The attack began around 5:30 p.m. local time in Balies village and spanned multiple locations. Among the victims were 2 children, aged 10 and 13. Police launched hours-long manhunt, which ended when the 45-year-old suspect shot himself in the head after being surrounded. The government has declared 3 days of national mourning starting today. In the U.S., at least 11 people were injured in a mass shooting outside a nightclub in New York on Wednesday night. The shooting reportedly took place around 11:20 p.m. local time near the Amazura nightclub in Jamaica. The incident is the latest in a disturbing series of 3 attacks in the U.S. in the last 24 hours. Details of the incident are still awaited. Earlier on Wednesday, a man in a pickup truck deliberately drove into a crowd in New Orleans French Quarter, killing at least 15 people and injuring 35. Authorities are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The suspect, identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Bahar Jabbar, was killed in a shootout with police after exiting the vehicle armed with an assault rifle. In another incident on the same day, a person was killed and 7 others were injured when a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. Back home, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 7th pre-budget consultation with stakeholders from the financial sector and capital markets in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by Union Finance Secretary, Secretary Deepam, Secretaries of Department of Economic Affairs and the Chief Economic Advisor. Ms. Sitharaman also already had the pre-budget consultations with the finance ministers of states and union territories, representatives from industry, health and education sector, various farmers' associations and leading agricultural economists. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, 43 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. These include the Padmavat Express, the Kalindi Express, the Shram Shakti Express, the Mahabodhi Express, Ashram Express, the Vikramshila Express and the Kaifiyat Express. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. In Hockey India League 2024-25, the Surma Hockey Club will face UP Rudras today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match is set to begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.